with him.
Bless him, Lord Jesus. Help him, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, I've been busy here and there to life's burdens and its pleasures crowded out my prayers. But now I find I'm in deep, and if I confess my sins, will you
Yes.
My heart goes out to the people that's lost without God. You can go to town and just look. look at hearts of people passing by and going to the store or whatever, and you see sometimes you see the saddest faces, the saddest
right.
eyes.
That's right.
But you know, I believe that we can live good for people to see Jesus
right.
in the praise the Lord our life. Yeah. You try, sometimes that's the only Bible anybody ever reads is our lives. That's what I want to be. I want to be hit behind the cross
Amen.
Where people can see Jesus.
Yes.
That's all I desire, Brother Jeff. That's all I desire is to live for Him in the
yes.
way that He would be
right.
pleasing for me. Praise
Glory
God.
God.
He saved me when I was just a young girl. Got married when I turned 15, 2 days. Been married about all my life, so it'll be 61 years. But I tell you right now, the Lord is more precious to me right now than He's ever been.
Yes.
God. I love
Amen.
Him. I love Him.
That's
I appreciate
right.
Him. Pray for me.
Amen.
That's right.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Praise the Lord. Yes, if they live, see September come around, it'll be 61 years. And see, Joel's about that old, so that's old,
brother. Thank you, brother.
It's like old Jeff, he's coming up for that big 5-0 for a long while. I'm glad I'm not that old, David. I'm telling you. I'm glad I'm still a young man. Praise God. We can do a few courses, you can help me out without the strain of sense. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary here at home. Lord, I am true with thanksgiving. Come on and praise the Lord, all ye people.
Understand he was in assembly with a different faith. Of course, he was of the Pentecostal faith. He was in the assembly of a different faith. And the Spirit of God began to move on him in their congregation. I don't know if it was a wedding or if it was a funeral. I don't remember the cause, but I do remember him testifying that the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, but he quenched the Spirit. That's exactly what he did. He quenched the Spirit because he said, Lord, I'm in a place, I'm not with Pentecostals. I mean, here with some folks of a different faith, and I just feel like I'd be out of order if I was just to obey God and let the Lord bless me. And I remember the testimony of that preacher. He began to testify to us and say to us, after he went home, he sought the Lord, and it seemed like the Lord just took a big step away from him. And he'd go to church and he'd pray and he'd study and, you know, and try to sense the presence of the Lord. It seemed like the Lord was so far away from him. And he went through a particular length of time before the Lord dealt with him again. And if I remember correctly, I think he said it may have been as long as 6 months before he had a good Pentecostal experience with the Lord. Amen. And as that time had approached, he said, Lord, please. He began to, you know, the enemy tried to make him doubt his salvation. Lord, I know you saved me. And I realized I've done wrong. He repented. Please help me, Lord. He said he just got a little streak of glory. He said, I don't care where I was at. I let the Lord have his way. And I just began to bless the name of the Lord. So he promised the Lord. He said, Lord, I'll never, ever do that again. So that would be a lesson to us all to never be ashamed. Regardless of where you're at, the Spirit of the Lord bless you. Hey, I had a fellow come up to me just on the job the other day. He laid his hands on me and prayed. I mean, that's all right. I believe in the power of prayer. Right. He's not of the Pentecostal faith, but he had enough faith. I told him I was sick. He put his hand on me and said, be healed in the name of the Lord. I mean, it had to be a long draw out enough, but hey, he called on the Lord for me. And I told him I appreciate that. Amen. Another thing we ought to truly be thankful for, of course, I know even in America, she has a lot of faults. Amen. But I was mindful also while she was saying, my mind began to reminisce a little bit. And I remember the testimony of a TV evangelist. He began to talk about some of his missionary work that he had done. That was before, I think they call it the Iron Curtain, before the Iron Curtain came down over there in Russia. Before the Berlin Wall came down, he was doing some missionary work. And he had already been instructed where to go. It was an underground church, as it were, that he was supposed to meet and get with the congregation. So he began to follow instructions. He came up to the place where the folks were meeting. It was, again, an underground church. And as he approached the place, he says, it's got to be a place. He diligently looked. Then he saw a small little college area, and he began to look through a window. And he noticed the people. It was a small congregation. They was gathered there around. They made a circle. And there was one that was taking something out of one's hand and giving it to another. And they began to grasp that, what it was, and began to clutch it into the bosom and just began to weep and to cry. And as he began to approach and grew closer, he come to find out that in that regime, it wouldn't allow, they were not allowed to have the Bible, as it were. And what it comes to find out, it was just the book of St. John's Gospel. And what it was, one had carried that book what I understand, it was tore out of the Bible because they had written the Bible up just so they could share the Bible. They were so scarce. And what it was, one had the book of John. They had carried it home and read it. And now they was surrendering it up to someone else so they could take the book of John home. So they could read it. My, here we are, America, we got books of the Bible, collecting dust on the shelf. We take our good salvation. The Lord gives us for granted. So many things, our church buildings, our ministers. Too many times we take things for granted. Oh, Lord, help us tonight. Amen. To not take the Lord for granted. Sure. Amen. Because, you know, they could come and take this Bible out of your hand. We may see a time when the enemy comes and try to literally take the Bible out of your hand, but we do well, saints of God, to learn the Scriptures, to study the Scriptures. Amen. The writer taught us to study it, to shoot ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly divided the word of truth. So we should study the word of God and engraft it in our hearts. Whereas someday, if one come and take the Bible out of your hand, you still got it in your heart. You can't take it out of your heart. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I got a few thoughts I'd like to share. Would you read some scripture? Give you opportunity to pray. Amen. Hallelujah. If you'd like to follow along with me in some scriptures, New Testament scripture. Amen. How many loves the New Testament? Oh, yes, I love New Testament. Book of St. Mark's Gospel, 2nd chapter. Oh, yes, I love St. Mark, 2nd chapter. Amen. I was looking forward to church. Me and my wife, we always talk about it. You know, like Tuesday morning, she'll say, it's church night. Amen. So we're always looking forward to church. Amen. Amen. I'm sorry that our pastor was sick tonight, but I won't be a help. Amen.
That's right.
I want to do all I can. I want to bless the church of the living God. I want to uplift. I want to exalt the church of Jesus Christ. If I help you tonight, I want to help you. Amen. I want to see you made. Amen. The book of St. Mark's Gospel, 2nd chapter. I'd like to read verses 1 through 12. Begin at verse 1. And again, he entered into Capernaum after some days. And it was noise that he was in the house. And straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them, no, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. They came unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. And when they could not come nigh to him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. And when Jesus saw their faith, he looked to the sick of the palsy. Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. Verse 6 says, but there were certain of the scribes sitting there reasoning in their hearts, why doeth this man thus speak blasphemy? Who can forgive sins but God only? And immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, why reason ye these things in your hearts? Whether is it easier to say to the sick of the palsy, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise, take up thy bed and walk? But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, he saith to the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, arise, take up thy bed, and go thy way into thine house. And immediately he arose, took up the bed, and went forth before them all, insomuch that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, we never saw it on this fashion. Our gracious God in heaven, we call on your wonderful name. We thank you for the power of the gospel of Christ. And Lord, we thank you for the finished work, Lord Jesus. Amen. We're glad you went all the way up that cruel hill of Calvary, praise God. Amen. We're glad, praise God, you laid down your life a ransom for many. No man took your life, but you laid it down, Lord. We're glad for the gospel message. God, we're glad for the hope we have in you, Lord. How you had power, praise God, to heal, power to save, power to deliver, Lord. We're so thankful. Amen. What a Savior. Oh, what a Savior we have, God. We pray, Lord, God, you help us tonight. Because we ain't nothing without you, Lord. We ain't nothing but a child. Don't know how to go in and how to come out, Lord. Let you show us. Let you help us, God. We ask you for a thought when we need a thought. We ask you for a word when we need a word. God, bless the service tonight, Lord. We just give it into your hand. Let your work and will be done. God bless and help each and every one. Amen. Help us all, God, to leave a different way tonight. In Christ's name we pray. Amen and amen. You may be seated. Amen. Many of them came only for cures, and many came for curiosity to get sight of him. But when he had them together, hey, one thing about it, he preached, didn't he? Hallelujah. These kind neighbors, you talk about the four that bore him there, they thought if they could but carry this poor man to Christ, they wouldn't have the need to carry him again. Hey, they realized once they took that man sick of the palsy, the good name that there was, they carried that man to Jesus. Amen. How did they let him down? Amen. The Lord could touch him. They wouldn't have to carry it back. Amen. You know, we would come to Christ with determination. Hey, the Lord's in the house. Amen. When they came with that man sick of the palsy, born of four, they realized, amen, the house was full. Amen. Standing room only, it looked like. Amen. How are we going to get this one to Jesus? Amen. Hey, I don't see nobody getting discouraged. I see a wheel here. How are we going to get him? Amen. He's in the house. The word's out. Look at the multitude. Look at the multitude following him. Amen. He's in the house. Amen. Our Lord is in the house. Let's get the word out. He's in the house. Let's get this man to Jesus. Jesus, praise God. Hallelujah. So I see determination. I see a will of these men as they carried this man. Amen. Got him. Amen. To the presence of the Lord. How are we going to get him? We'll take the top of the place off. Amen. I see it's scripture of determination. Praise God. A little bit of work. Amen. I don't think that this particular house had an upper room. It looked like it must have been just a little simple little cottage. Maybe a place there. Maybe a place where one could abide. Maybe. Amen. It could have been a poor man's house. Amen. But Capernaum was a place of renown. Capernaum was a place where you get your needs met.
That's right.
Amen. Hallelujah. It was Noah's in the scripture I read. It was Noah that he's in the house. Amen. How would you like to take a trip tonight to Capernaum? Amen. You got a need tonight. Amen. You see me go by it. Amen. You got a problem with sin. You got a problem with affliction. Amen. Thank God I'm glad. Hallelujah. For a place called Capernaum. Amen. A place where we can get with Christ. Amen. Where we call on him. Where we can search him out. Praise God. You might come up on the throne of people. You might get in a place where Satan seems like a standing room only. But I tell you what, when there's a will, there's a way. Amen. You might have to take the shingles off the top of the place. Amen. You might have to move. You might have to obey God like you never have obeyed God. But I tell you what, tonight, if we can get to Capernaum, amen, you got a problem. I'm going to get your problem met tonight at Capernaum. Your problems are met tonight at Capernaum. Amen. Thank God. Yes, they came. Amen. Like I said, amen, they came for curiosity. Some of them said, I'm sure they doubted. The scripture that we read, some of the scribes and the Pharisees, without a doubt, they said, who can forgive sins but God only?
Right.
Of course, that's true. God only can. Amen. But with the favor of God, this man, amen, ready to raise up a man sick of palsy, but he had a problem. Amen. When he came, when they brought this man sick of palsy to Jesus at Capernaum, he had a problem. It was more than just palsy. He had a problem with sin. Amen. Thank God the Lord said, hey, you don't believe that God's able? Praise God to raise him up. Let's have faith. Let's believe. Which is easier, to say, thy sins are forgiven thee? Or to rise, take up thy bed and walk. But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. I say to the sick and apostle, rise up, take up thy bed and walk. Amen. Thank God. So first thing the Lord noticed that the Lord had to do, he had to deal with sin. And he was there. Oh, it moved him. Praise God. When he saw the tithes, I'm sure the place probably dusted up a little bit. Maybe got a little cloudy when they was tearing the tiles off there. And it moved the Lord. Hey, look here. Somebody believes that. Somebody got faith. Amen. The scripture says we can't please God if we haven't got faith. Right. Another place said we ought not even eat without faith. It's sin to eat without faith. Amen. We got to believe that he is, the scripture says, and believe that he's a reward of them that diligently seek. Yes. Amen. Amen. So these men, it moved Christ. Amen. Thank God. So as I see the man coming down, amen, and of course the scoffers there about doubting. Amen. But the Lord, with the finger of God, ready to move in Capernaum. Amen. Thank God. So it didn't matter if they had a devil, he got to be cast out. It didn't matter if they were lame. It didn't matter if they were blind. What was it about Capernaum? I know there were some places where the Lord journeyed. Lord went in the gospel there, and in one particular place, he had to touch a man with his eyes, I believe it was. And when the man began to testify, he said, I see him in his trees. The Lord had to touch him again. What was it? Was it unbelief? And I see another place, maybe where the Lord had to leave one out of sight out of town. Amen. To get his healing. Amen. I believe tonight that the Lord, he wants to help us. And if we get to that spiritual place called Capernaum, amen, a spiritual place where we believe God, all our needs are met, amen.
Right.
I believe he can heal. I believe he can save. He can deliver. He can keep. Amen. But one thing for sure, amen, if you get in out of Christ, amen, you gather yourself together, he's going to minister, praise God. He's going to bless your soul, amen. He's going to reveal himself to you, amen. He's going to deal with sin, amen. Once we realize sin's the problem to start with. That three-letter word, sin. Oh my, drove a wedge between man and God. Amen. The Bible talks about how God is angry with the sinner every day. God loves the sinner, but he's angry. Amen. Why is God so angry with the sinner? And why would God send anybody to hell? God doesn't send nobody to hell.
Right.
He sent himself to hell. God made a way. The reason he's angry with the sinner is because Christ has made a way. Amen. He's He's gave himself, amen, a ransom for many. He shed his precious blood. They hadn't got it, they lost. Amen. I'm finding, amen, and learning and understanding, praise God. There's some things about hell, amen, wasn't intended for human creatures. Hell, amen, it was created by the devil and his angels.
Right.
Amen. But if we don't go the gospel plan of salvation, we'll wind up in hell, because there's none other name. It's like a song we sang a while ago, that wonderful name of Jesus. None other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. It's at the name of Jesus. Amen. I'm sure in the lifetime of Christ, he met many a folk. Amen. Without a doubt thrown in him. Some of them bleed. Some of them didn't bleed. I know pastors covered a lot of different instances here in the gospel. I know Zacchaeus was a wee little man. You know the song. And, amen. But he had faith, amen, to believe God. He climbed up in that sycamore tree, and as the Lord came by, he said to him, make haste. I'm coming to your house today. He saw some faith there, praise God.
Yes.
Amen. How many others, amen, that died, and I'm sure that they didn't believe him. He was the Son of God. Amen. I'm mindful of a centurion. Where it was a centurion, one place, came up to the Lord and said, Lord, my servant, come and touch him. If you don't touch me, I'll die. The Lord said, I'll come to your house. And so many words there. And the centurion said, hey, I'm a man of authority. He realized an authority figure. He said, I'm a man of authority. I say to this and come, and he cometh back and go, and he don't. And this do this or that, amen. He'll abide. But he says, hey, can you just speak the word? How to speak the word? That's all you got to do, my servant, being perfectly whole. And the Lord said, you know what? I ain't seen faith like this. Oh, I ain't seen no faith like that. I found somebody that believed it. He says, so be unto you by your faith, amen, when you believe it. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So when we believe, amen. So I see with determination as I came to Jesus. Amen. I can imagine maybe a million thoughts. I'm sure those men that was bringing that man sick in the posse, that was bringing him to Jesus. I'm sure a lot of thoughts. Amen. Referred to like Old Testament scripture, how it was the man of God. Amen. He had to meet with God. He had to meet with the Lord. Amen. He come to a place in his life. He had to meet his brother Esau. Amen. He knew his brother Esau. He didn't got word. Your brother Esau is coming to meet you. He says, I got to go back home. I can't stay here no longer. I got to go home. But his brother Esau is coming to meet him. Oh, he said, my. I got to pray. Amen. You ever been in a place where you feel like you have to pray? But I tell you what, it's good to be on good ground with the Lord, where when everything's all right, you're praying. And when bad things start happening, you already got a good prayer life. Amen. You already established in the Lord. You already calling upon him every day. So I see Jacob here calling on the Lord, amen. And you see, he's already deceived his brother. Amen. Done some things. He probably wasn't proud of by this time, I'm sure. Begin to mature and begin to come to peace with himself about some things. Amen. But you know, the blessings, I guess the blessings, or maybe when it all came about, he began to testify to his father Isaac. He says, I'm Esau. That's who I am. And you know the story, how he put his brother's clothes on and as his father failed him, and he wound up getting the blessing from his father. But now his father's passed away. Now he's matured. Now he's got his wife and his children. He's going home. He's got to face that brother. And the birthright is something wonderful to be reckoned with. I understand that a birthright, amen, a birthright, you would probably be the firstborn. I understand that one that obtained the birthright would possess half of the father's possession. So it was a wonderful treasure to possess the birthright. So as the birthright came to him, you know the story of Jacob. Amen. How he deceived his father and his brother. And he left town. Well, again, here we go. It's time to go home now. Jacob's got to face the music. Amen. He's got to face the piper, amen. He's heard it pipe. It's time to dance. It's time to face the music. So as he makes his way, I believe it might be Bethel. He met him a place. He says, I got to pray. And as the Lord began to, had already been blessing Jacob, the Lord began to come in amongst him. Amen. And the Bible talks about how he began to strive with this man. He began to strive. How many's ever prayed? It seemed like your prayer wasn't getting out. getting above the sin, it seemed like it's just a lot on your mind, a lot of struggles. Amen. But in a little while, the Lord confirmed, hey, I heard every word of it.
Amen.
I heard your prayer. Amen. It's not anything. Hey God, you're my child. I love you. You're my son. You're my daughter. I hear your prayer. Amen. So I seen this man of God wrestling with an angel of the Lord. He said, let me go. And that angel says, he said to the angel, I can't let you go. He said, let me go. It's the breaking of the day. I can't let you go until you bless me. You know the story how he touched the hollow of his thigh and he limped. Okay, so after he wrestled with the angel, he never walked the same again, did he? Amen. When the Lord touches you, you walk a different way. But I like how the angel asked him. He said, what's your name? Oh, in time past he deceived. He said, oh yeah, I'm Esau, give me. I'm a deceiver. Let me get that birthright. Now he said, no, I'm coming clean now. Oh, this is exactly who I am. My name is Jacob. That's who I am, amen. So when he confessed and began to stand up and face the music, and told the angel right who he was, the angel ready to change his name, amen, to Israel, amen. Thank God. Ain't you glad, praise God, that the Lord wrestled with him and blessed him, praise God. Amen. When you got the blessing of the Lord, then you can go forward, amen. You can face whatever obstacle might be coming your way. It could be physically, mentally, physically, spiritually, economically. It don't matter, amen. You got the power of the Lord to help you. You got the confidence of the Word of God sustaining your soul. Amen. When you're walking in the ways of the Lord, you're calling on Him. Amen. Stay away from sin. Amen. Stay away from anything. Amen. Contrary to sound doctrine, anything that offend the Holy God. Amen. You won't be in sweet communion. When that sweet fellowship with Christ Jesus. Amen. When you call on Him. Because you don't ever know. You might need Him just in a click of a finger. Amen. But having a good relationship with Him. Amen. Setting all the world aside and walking after Him. Listening to Him. Amen. You know what? I want to walk close enough to Christ where, amen, when it comes dinner time, He can feed me. Amen. He ain't got to set it in a bowl somewhere. I want to walk close. And, you know, we can have a close relationship with Christ. We can walk as close as we want to. We ain't got to compare ourselves with nobody else. The sky's the limit. Amen. Lord. If you want to draw nigh to Him, He promised He'd draw nigh to you.
Right.
Amen. I like what Isaiah 38 and 17 says. Behold, for peace I had great bitterness. But thou hast in love of my soul delivered it from the pit of corruption. For thou hast cast all my sins behind thy back. Aren't you glad tonight that He cast our sins behind His back? Isaiah declared it, praise God. He cast our sins as far as the east is from the west. He cast them into sin of forgiveness of sin. Amen. That's the problem. Sin. Amen. We was okay in the Garden of Eden until sin came into the picture. Amen. We was naked. We didn't know it. Amen. Only thing we had to do was harvest. That's what I understand. Amen. But when sin came, we realized some things. When sin came, violence came. When sin came, in a little while, murder came. When sin came, all the commandments began to be broken. And sin. Amen. So sin had to be dealt with in each and every preacher's life. We deal with sin. Amen. We put sin in its place. We submit to God. We humble ourselves and repent of our sin. Amen. He's with joy. I see the Lord getting rid of it all. They had you burdened down, my son. Let me get shed of it for you. Amen. And then receiving His grace. Amen. Receiving what He's done. Amen. I see the man sick of palsy. I see him there after hearing words. Thy sins be forgiven thee. I see a man broken. I see a man in shambles. I see a man hurting. Spiritually, here you go again. Spiritually, mentally, physically, financially, laying there, helpless. Now the Lord saying to him, son, He called him son. I like that. He loves His children. You know, God ain't got no grandchildren. Come on now. Either your sons or daughters or none of His. He says, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. Arise. He gave a commandment. He began to receive strength in his ankle bones. Oh, and his bone began to come. Bone to his bone. Amen. I can't see a shaking and a stirring. All of a sudden, you see someone that couldn't walk. All of a sudden, he's standing upright. Not only is he standing upright, amen, but now he took up his bed and began to demonstrate, amen. Not only did he have enough power of God to rise up from his bed, but also enough strength to carry that bed. Amen. Now he can carry somebody else to Jesus. Now he can be a burden bearer for somebody else. Amen. See, we got work to be done. Amen. How can we get somebody to Capernaum? How can we get somebody to Jesus? Amen. Let's get them. Amen. Let's get them to Capernaum. We'll get them to Jesus. We'll get them to Capernaum. It don't matter what the problem is. Of course, the root of the problem is sin. And then once they recognize that it's sin, and they begin to deal with sin, and begin to repent of the sin, to turn from their wicked ways, and call on the Lord. Amen. Then the Lord can heal them. Amen. Thank God. Think about how good is a healthy body if my soul is diseased with sin. Amen. Now in Old Testament scripture, amen, they had the priest, they had to operate in their offices there. And when one would come down with something, they called it leprosy. And when leprosy would come upon one, they would have to segregate them there. They had to move them about, isolate them. Amen. Because of the threat of the disease spread. Now, leprosy is a type of sin also. It's a type of sin. That's what sin will do. It'll spread. It'll eat you alive. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. He made a way out. Amen. Yes. But if you walk in the flesh, you walk in the way of the world, you're going to wind up in a heap of trouble. Amen. But I'm glad tonight if we get to Capernaum, all our problems are met at Capernaum. Amen. He's in the house. He's there to meet your every need, no matter what the need is. Get to the root of the problem. It's always sin. Get to the root of the problem. Deal with sin. Amen. Thank God. For humanity is sin. Amen. But when we humble ourselves and turn from the ways of sin, turn to the Lord, then the Lord in grace and mercy, amen, forgiving sin, pardon sin, amen, then helping us, amen, as we draw nigh to Him. I like what Psalms 103:3 says, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfied thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagle. Amen. So the Lord, amen, satisfying you, meet you every need, amen, renewing you, redeeming you, strengthening you, raising you up, and causing you, amen, to rise up and to be strong. Strong in the Lord and the power of your mind. You might be weak in your body, but friend, if you're strong in your spirit, amen, God can use that, amen. Because the Bible talks about how He took the weak things to confound the strong things. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're not to be discouraged. Amen. Because I know we have to deal with the things of this life. Amen. Whether it be sickness or what have you. But I'm glad we got one over there in Capernaum. If we get to Capernaum, all our needs are met at Capernaum. Amen. All your needs are met at Capernaum. Amen. I see the Lord, amen, going through different parts of the countryside there. Amen. Folks may be possessed with devils. Amen. Spiritually speaking, let's get them to Capernaum. Amen. The Lord speak a word, the devil got to flee. Amen. The word of Christ, the devil got to flee. Praise God. Amen. The gospel message is for hope. Amen. For all humanity, those that call on Christ, those that believe the report, those that accept the gospel of Jesus Christ, and turn from their wicked ways, turn to the Lord. He will pardon. He will set free. He will bless you, praise God. And the scripture clearly teaches us in St. John's Gospel, I believe the 14th chapter, how the Lord declares there, He says, you believe in God, believe also in me. And my Father's house of many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. So He's going to prepare us a place. And you know what? He's coming back. Amen. My place is going to be occupied one of these days. Amen. Thank God. It's going to be no vacancies for me because, hey, I'm going to feel it, praise God. It's a place prepared for me. It's a place prepared for you. You know what? I wouldn't miss it for the world.
That's right.
Amen. How'd you do it, Brother Jeff? You know, I had to go to Capernaum. Amen. I had some problems. Yeah. I had some things that held me back. I had some things that cut me asunder, praise God. But when we dealt with the problem, which was sin, I confessed my sin. Ask Jesus Christ into my heart. Hallelujah. I'm born again. Amen. I'm part of the blood-bought children of God. Amen. Grafted into the family of God. I've been adopted, praise God. You know, He loves His adopted children. Don't you know that tonight? He loves us. He gave himself for us. Amen. He gave himself a ransom for many. Praise God. Aren't you glad you're part of that ransom tonight? Amen. Thank God. Let's get somebody to Capernaum tonight. How can we get them to Capernaum? Let's encourage them. Amen. Let's encourage them. Let's go into the highways and hedges and compel them. Amen. To come into the house of God. Let's give them to Capernaum. Let's let them know all their needs are met at Capernaum. He's in the house. Amen. It don't matter if you're sick of palsy. It don't matter if you're sick of cancer. It don't matter what the problem is. Let's get to the root of it. Amen. Let's take care of sin. Get sin out of the way. Amen. And let the Lord heal and speak peace. Where we can spiritually rise up and spiritually take up that bed. Amen. Where we was afflicted, praise God. Now we got strength in our ankle bones and our legs. Now, amen, we can get somebody else in Jesus. Now we can be a helper. Now we can bless. Now we can uplift. Now we can help.
Yes.
Thank God
tonight. Praise the Lord.
Amen. 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 Let's get them to Capernaum. Amen. Get somebody to Capernaum. Amen. That'd be a good reward. Amen. You know, the Bible talks about bringing forth fruit 100-fold, 60-fold, 30-fold. You know, I don't know the percentage. Amen. But you know, I want to be faithful. Amen. Scripture talks about highest required and stewards that want to be found faithful. Amen. So let's be faithful to the cause of the Lord. Amen. Let's encourage our family and our friends. And that they should go to Capernaum, spiritually speaking. Amen. They should call on the name of the Lord and get rid of the problem of sin. Amen. Where one day, amen, they can also go to heaven and they can receive St. John 14 chapters like we have. And we can dwell, amen, like it's not a fairy tale, amen, but the fairy tales, it'll usually end like, and they lived happily ever after. Amen. But we know God's word is truth. We know, amen, the scripture talks about how heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. I'm glad, amen, I'm in him and he's in me, praise God. Amen. The scripture says if we abide in him, his words abide in us. We ask what we will. He said he'll do it. Amen. So now tonight, everyone stand. Let me give you the opportunity to come on around. Have a season of prayer. Amen. Meet me in these altars. Amen. Let's pray for our loved ones. God bless and help them. Amen. We'll all do the will of God. Amen.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, our gracious God. We love you, Lord. Thank you.